I gather there wasn't a great deal of cooperation across the board, but they did come back with a report. And what did it find?
Well, what they found was pretty striking. This is kind of hard, I think, for most folks to understand, but the Pentagon actually, up till then, had no idea how many contractors actually worked for it. So they were trying to figure out how many people work in its business operations, and they found that more than 1 million people worked in these core business operations, like you said, healthcare management, human resources, property management, things that any organization needs. But, you know, even for the Pentagon, 1 million is a lot of people. These are, you know, essentially desk jobs. And that compares to only 1.3 million active duty troops. So the back end of the Pentagon was almost as big as, you know, the tip of the spear, so to speak.
So Secretary Work, number two man at the Pentagon, when he and others saw this report, what did they do?
Well, they had touted this in advance, saying this was going to be really important and that they had asked these private sector executives to help them make sure that the report didn't gather dust and that they would, you know, pass all the or adopt these recommendations. But when the numbers came back much bigger than they thought, and the recommendation was that they could save $125 billion over 5 years, you know, effectively they buried and killed the study. The data that had been collected internally for the first time to pinpoint how many people worked in these jobs was kept secret. It's still classified and confidential. We worked hard for months to get our hands on it. We were unable to. And I was working with Bob Woodward, my colleague here at the Post, who's pretty good at that stuff. To this day, they've kept that data confidential.